Welcome to The Truth Simply Put, the teaching broadcast vehicle of the Basilea Commission. On today's teaching by Alexander Victor, God's Word rightly divided in the light of Christ, who is the central theme of the entire scriptures, will come with simplicity, precision, clarity, and power to instruct, admonish, edify, and build you up into the full measure of the stature of Christ. Now, let's dive straight in.
Are you ready? Let's go. Peperondista, la dago nemesh caperodinando, caperisco timana nonis, avendo caperos kendiuna mendo rados, eselon de becoredomenish, kedonamaha, lambecuste de megendo keros de medins, ambarendo cosque berindis, anguanemendi rados keberos. Eskendo rabedish dando rabalahoi enando coperones to pendacovaros vandamenges to perish cadamendo rahai eleske maro keshabenuketenomas.
There's so much to birth, there's so much to birth. Both good things in the spirit.
Anamesh koradomenos. Zanda rebelos kedobanoho. Leze kote meroninandos. Alagos sepeshta ravenuganarias. Eberos konde berendendos keperabadech. Zego rabanonamandos. Sepish kandon de redondech. Lens gendu rabedan dendos ke sheperiandaha aye kebendu sepekoda lambenu keton peshka dora benanoya eke panonde costa para eskendo ribenos kebara. Pray the Holy Ghost. So much is happening. Anamendos que vero que te penusa. Eme conamos. Zenamesco banamesco banas. Lesco penamana lena sheba. Zenamana meco de mala queche televis. Eva cope donde cotelisa. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Sapando keros. Use the language of the spirit. Ava guanemende recotimenos kedabalakodes. Eva guanemende donde suke perodinanos. Eva ruske nemalande shakoras. Ela kebenunda skedolj. Edu rekodameni shapakanelos. Levados yemena kelabros. Kanamelish kotidanoha. Ema ganamana konemish kanamalandos. Sengo rebenish kotabaronaniandos. Zeba konderesh kabananis. Aquabandelos kebara hanomenish. Gebendoros que tebenianda cos e kebarendos kobedoges ambanano kedabanos zebanonde keparos kendia anelos kedanemesh kabara endo kepatod sitze nonenemesh zavenonde keparabanano sevenda kaparadenish. Zegele makwanda pando kelebos kenanis. Zende korombos. Aberkindon de robes tabadalea. Sebalendo koporoste. Fix things in the Holy Ghost. Fix things in the Spirit. Alabesh kambaha. Lavana mesh kodenomos.
Aska benalish donemesh kandos. Zerebenda costo peradish. Kenamende roska. Amandu ketusa peronish. Savaranda kepedona uskapendina namengas. Anguependiane koperoske. Leskava de hoshe penis. Ayeye kedo meras. Yebandu teperandi kados. Everusko timanende likemina onda. Ashkwapendis kada. Arabedo keteperus daminus. Lengo sepenina mando tetona mados. Jadekembedos keberisha. Aya petuna meke denosa. Elinda pekuna manda dande konde benda kora. Elende kutamecho saperane. Kambara de shopedonsa. Alle de meko vol. Debedonde koba. Reshka debehia. Epeke petele pekota. Rabenuka ne mecho tebe. Aleko ni masko telabero. Bando ketista beroshe. Kabandelos ke dimenahai. Eresha da menosha. Jabekote mendu radoben. Koporobeliko sipadeish. Yena meko dibana na moska. Jekarebe luka no masundenesh. Zaberonde kobesh kebesh. Kerando bonde so kerobeshto. Zeda pegamena ramenush. Aye kete pejosto. Lando pedisco ne mahai. Enda kobano ne meskotish. Ye pendo remenonde se pechos. E garesh kenosh. Kenamesh kano. Eskolo bendo teto perashka. E paramana noshe nebe. Kobendo le sotusa pinamosh. E gombando rendus. Gembrando kosh de beresh. E sobrando le shkabado hola. Ye periandoske da embeshku de mendus eskada menda koteras embaramenondes je pekonda saperos e parenoske dia endumendu ketuska telebishko dora e peduska namahai kabededekia embedu ketopados embaloko nemishta gora e benuna konemishta. Andu sepita koberos, kalima no komelishka demenokos, embedushe kote piyande, elevendos kebindo kotos, apeko dedesh kenos, brandisko dilambendush kedoha, eba kondi lebendos kemvrande konde bedoshka, eluanto bendo redeshka, erapeto kanamando shetores, rabe kone meshka ne melonde kesh, Esha bedo kosapora, bayeko dima lendo sabah, shwekerende nebesh kodobros, ebrande longes kanebesh, rabekoska menanendos, jebakonda regedasa, ebatose nagodonde, rebedoska menakoya, esapeka konde bedos, zekande malone kosapedos, eda manoko sembrando meshto, eba neko sepidano shabero, eda lando kerjo bedos. Zedon gebreshka dema londe kosepesh. Arendishka. Wadonda kodane shebedo. Ekwati mendo shkedo rabesh. La berunda bekonde meshko. Wanda ki loshka no mesha. O sedende rebedush. Ayanda kedesh kemenos. Bando kondo rebesh kodebe. Ayende losh. Ede makara. Yeshonde kesh. Berunduta, le kwata nandoske debe, elanda kote vedushka, bayandi kote venondesha, guabanende re kote malenda keshka rebedosh, rebedonde konda veke reba ninda rosh, zependen ganden beronge donse perosh, aya kabenda sokos, zende kabendi reshta, eresko te manenda kahash, Elendu sopishka denira Eda bondo korebesh O kabenishanish Alendu peronda kandamayash Endura venska nandoras. Elisko nomborodes. Ayande kose peroboros. Zeborekane manoskenis. Ega mena kole maneyandoskos. Ega ne marakati manos. Ene kenda rebelika nomeska. Ende ropenos karabaya. Enke rebenishke ne maneske. Elonne kauzo badabindo regados. Embadande koske beros. Ende kababana ne mekona. Ayene mishko peru. Zenda makendos kebes. Zemeshko de menish. Zapanina onos. Now give God thanks and give him praise. Give him thanks and give him praise. Give him thanks and give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now just reviving. It's not simply restoring. Greater things are yet to come. Greater things. Greater things are yet to come. I am no victim. Greater things, greater things are yet to come. Why, prophesy, I am.
He is.
Ekenomekoda. In the menos, I'm defined by
all his promises.
what he says. Declare it. I am Ze. Hey, Kabon. Because he is. I'm defined by. I'm defined by all his promises. Shaped by. One more time. I am. I'm defined by
all his promises,
shaped by
every word he says.
Fearless, he has ransomed me, his blood runs deep. Free at last, do it again. Free at last. Free at last. Oh, his
grace
was me. Once I was wild,
I was a slave to sin.
Jesus
died for me.
Yes, he died.
Yes, he died for me.
Who the sun sets free, say, who the oh, is free indeed. I'm a son of God. Yes, I am.
Woo.
In my Father's house, in there's a place for me. I'm a son of God.
Yes, I am.
Now declare, I am chosen. Say, I am. Come on. Not for.
You are for me.
Not against me. I am who you say.
I am who you say.
Just one more time. I am chosen.
I am
not forsaken.
Not forsaken.
I am who you say.
I am who you say. I am.
You are for me.
You are for
not against me.
Not against
yeah.
me.
I am.
Though
the storms may blow, though the storms may blow, and the wind
may
and let my heart
know,
when you it will
come.
Great is your faithfulness, hey,
great.
Great is your faithfulness. Though the storms may come,
the winds may blow,
and let my heart learn when you. Great is your faithfulness. I put my trust in Jesus. Declare it, shout it. I put
my trust in Jesus.
My anchor to the ground.
My anchor to the ground.
My hope and firm foundation.
My hope and firm foundation.
Shout it!
You know.
hope in Jesus. My anchor to the ground. Yes, 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 yes. My never let me down. One more time. I put my faith in Jesus. My anchor to the ground. My hope and firm foundation. He'll never let me down, no. He never let me down. He'll never let me down. So great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to from the rising sun,
from the rising sun to the setting. Say my praise your
every season. Give him praise in here. Thank you, Father. We're spending time in prayer for the rest of our lives. Is everything that has our name on it most manifest? Must. Whatever anybody in the scriptures and in life has taken by prayer, we shall take. If men have laid hold of certain things by prayer, then by prayer we shall lay hold. And we will not be normal until we take what is ours in all things by prayer. Prayer is a distance between what is yours and what you have. It's a distance between what is yours and what you have. That distance is traveled in prayer. All things are yours, but you don't have all things yet. To lay hold of the things that are yours, to have it, that distance, struggled in prayer. You see, the mileage we are covering in prayer in these days is securing a future that money cannot buy. When people are falling aside, you will not. Because you grew in the spirit. When men are making a shipwreck of their faith, when the lamp of people's lives are going out, they'll be burning fresh because you've taken root in prayer. When young people are being tossed around by every wind of doctrine, people are being tossed around, you are steady, unshaken. Because they that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion. I cannot be moved, but abides forever. Shall be like the tree planted by the streams of water that bring forth fruit in its season. Its leaves do not wither. I like the last line. Whatever he doeth shall prosper. That's me. That's me. So once I come into this revelation, let me speak for myself. Once I come into this revelation, then the days of me doing anything that does not prosper are over. It's not possible. If I am, so it now becomes a question of me being careful what I'm doing.
because whatever I am doing will prosper. So the issue is not the prospering. The issue now becomes power. Be careful what you are doing. Because whatsoever thou doest. That's my word. If I decide to study a course now, I will prosper. My brains are anointed to sponge intellect. If I lay my hands upon a business now, it cannot but prosper. Once I come, so when everyone is being blown around, you are steady. You are steady. Because blessed are they whose God is the Lord. Oh, blessed are they whose God is the Lord. So when men are brought down and fallen, we are risen and stand upright. There's no casting down in our village. You know what I mean by our village? Yeah, in our village, in our community. And there's no casting down. Yeah. It's just lifting. You look for us, they tell you, we have moved. That's what you say. On and on and on, up and up and up. No loss. Because the man in Christ cannot be disadvantaged. Honestly, mark my words. Some of you have entered a season of divine help. I sense it so strong. So strong. Honestly. So strong. Honestly, stop. Stop worrying. Stop worrying. We can't be saying we're the help of the Lord. No, you're walking into the tangibility of it. The businesses that will meet your needs are coming. People that will patronize you are coming. The people that will look upon your proposals favorably are coming. Ah, come on. Shadow Gabenos. We have entered a distinction season. Sons of God, you see them clearly. You see them clearly. You see them clearly. Dressed in his righteousness alone. You see them clearly. Clearly. So, some of you will have to be careful from henceforth what you open your mouth to say. Honestly. It's not just for anybody. You can't just, this is not what you just hear and say amen. No, this mileage is traveled in prayer. But you have to be careful what you say, because what you say will come to pass. You have to be careful. You have to be careful what you ask, because what you ask will be given to you. So if you are willing to travel that, if you are willing to travel that in prayer, it's available for taking. It's available. Listen to me. There's a place they told you no because you were not fortified. So listen to me carefully. Stop fighting the people that told you no. Celebrate them for revealing to you your spiritual state. Because if they had told you yes, they would have sold, you would have sold to yourself a false sense of security in the spirit. So that no that you received, that door that was shut in your face, that you knew should not have been shut, was revealing to you your weightlessness in the spirit. So thank God for those people, and then go and gather mileage in prayer. Because there's a level of mileage you gather in the spirit that when you decree a thing, is established.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell the neighbor, you will pray. Oh. You pray. Tell the other neighbor, because it's for your good. It's yourself you are helping. Call your name as Alexander. It's yourself you are helping. It's yourself you are helping when you pray. It's yourself, Alexander. It's yourself you are helping. It's yourself you are helping when you pray. It's yourself you're helping. So you will pray. For the rest of your life. You see, the thing about the beauty of God's mercy is that when He shows you the result of prayer, you will never be able to not pray. So what is happening to some of you in this season is that you are seeing tangible evidence of what prayer does. You will never be able to imagine not praying. Some of you are already looking at how much you have cheated yourself.
Yes, sir.
By being political with prayer.
Yes, sir.
We're praying, you are still being a gentleman. Have you not cheated yourself enough? You're still being a diva. Have you not suffered enough? For whatever quality of life you are living now, there is better. There is better. You will pray. You can't be too cute to pray. That cuteness is not for you. You can't be too dressed up to pray. You are too dressed. You can't be too gentle to pray. You can't. That's that mileage, you must cover it. Because there's something that is yours that you need to have. That's the word lambano. It's not to take. Lambano is not, okay, so I'm giving you an iPhone and you take it. That's not lambano. Lambano is that the phone is in your hand and you don't even realize when I have taken it from you because it's mine.
Yes, sir.
That's the word used for take. Lambano.
Yes, sir.
It's to lay hold of. So when you are praying, that's what you're doing. You are taking hold of what is rightfully yours. What is rightfully yours. So some of you have not come into what is yours because you haven't laid hold of it by prayer. Tell that your neighbor again, you will pray. Prayer is the distance between what is yours and what you have. Prayer is the distance between what you have and what is yours to have. Prayer is the difference, the distance between what is yours and what you have. When you now have it because of the mileage you traveled in prayer, prayer is the distance between what you have and what is still yours to have. So for everything God does in you, there's more He can do. For everything. For everything, you had a need, God met it. He's able to meet a bigger need. And so when you have had what is yours to have, the distance between what you have and what is still yours to have is prayer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know why God designed it like that? So that you will never stop praying.
Yes, sir.
So you will never stop having. Does that make sense? Because at the moment, at the point you have it, you will not pray. But because of prayer, a need will arise that will show you that for all you have, there's something you don't have. And you need to journey there. That journey is prayer. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? That journey is prayer. So it's in your interest to live a life of prayer. The benefits are too numerous to mention. We can't tell you 17 benefits of prayer. No, just pray and see. You just pray. You will come and tell us the benefits. If you can count them. See, things happen when you pray. Just pray. Just pray. And see him move. To pray, therefore, is to have. To have is to pray. You pray to have, you have to pray. Because it is not just your needs you are commending to God. Philippians 4:6. You're also commending everything with thanksgiving. So to pray is to have is to pray. Romans 12 and 12. Romans 12 and 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Continuing how? Steadfastly in prayer. Because that's the distance between what we have and what is ours to have. That's why we continue in prayer even after answered prayer. So we don't pray until then. When our needs is met, then prayer terminates. Answered prayer commands more prayer.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me now?
Yes, sir.
Acts 1:14. Acts 1:14. Answered prayer commands more prayer. You see where it says, and they continued. That's the key word. They continued with one accord. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. So prayer is a continuous discipline. For the believer, prayer is a what? Continuous discipline. Ephesians 6:18. I just want to run through the scriptures so that you have a full rounded understanding of what you're already walking in. Praying always with and in the spirit. Praying always, that's God's will concerning you, with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Always. Man of God that walked the earth not more than about a century ago by the name of Smith Wigglesworth, British evangelist and missionary, walked in tremendous levels of the power of God. And at the tail end of his ministry, they interviewed him and asked what the secret, as it were, of his ministry was. And he said, prayer. And the interviewer said, fantastic. So how long did you pray per time? And he said, I never prayed for more than 5 minutes. And the interviewer was shocked. He said, you never prayed for more than 5 minutes? He says, I never prayed for more than 5 minutes. He says, but I never allowed 5 minutes to go by without praying. I never prayed for longer than 5 minutes. But there was never 5 minutes in my life, in my waking life, that I did not pray. That means if he was awake 12 hours a day, in every hour, he prayed at least how many times? In 1 hour, 12 times. Times 12 is 144 times in a 12-hour period that he lifted up his eyes, lifted up his voice, and prayed for all his life. So, see, power is available to the believer.
Yes, sir.
Just pay the prayer price.
Does that make sense? To walk in it. Just pay the price.
Grow your consciousness of the power that's available in you. That's the difference in power manifestations between one believer and another. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? All of us have the Spirit of God, no? Without measure. But all of us want to preach in the supernatural in the same measure. There are measures to the manifestations of it. And that's according to how much weight you have occupied in the place of prayer. Pray always. The more you pray, the less confused you are. It's because you're not praying that you have the luxury of saying, I was confused. It's because you're not praying that you have the luxury of saying, I was afraid, I had a panic attack. Because the moment an uncertain incident, an uncertain situation is beginning to form, you to form the right atmosphere in the place of prayer. Find a toilet. Pray. But abroad, people take fag breaks. Break to go and smoke. And your employer has to give you a fag break if you ask for one. Yes, it's in the law. Take 5 minutes. In an hour, you can take 5 minutes in an hour to go and get a smoke. It's called a fag break. Believer, you too now. It's not smoke and fire. Take a fag break. And when they ask you, what are you going for? Tell them, I'm going on a fag break. You two go and fag. 5 minutes, come on. Take advantage of it, leverage it. You're nervous, you're unsure, you're fumbling, you're just praying the Holy Ghost. I taught that to you, I told you how it doesn't make any sense. It's designed to not make sense. Praying the Holy Ghost, there's sections of your brain that are activated in that instant that no amount of intellect and study can touch. So imagine the edge you then get when certain faculties of your brain have been activated in the place of the Spirit. Imagine the advantage you now have. You studied, then you added the Spirit. You paid attention when the lecturer was teaching, and then you engaged the supernatural. Prayer. So the more you pray, the less disadvantaged you are. Because the more aware you are of the power that is at work within you. So the less afraid you are. The less timid you are. The less panicky and jumpy you are. The less disturbed. Tell yourself, you'll pray. And that's why prayer is for the whole church. Who should you contract the prayer to? Where did we learn that in scriptures? Peter was in prison. And it says, prayer was made to God by the church for him. Not by the prayer warriors. So when Peter was in jail, the church prayed. Not a ministry unit that meets every Thursday in the night. 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Please submit all your prayer requests and your cans of malt to the prayer band before their next prayer meeting. The church is the prayer band. Who should pray for you? Are you okay? No, seriously, who should pray for you? Me. You lie. The church prays. Yes, sir. They were sending people out. The church, Acts 13, prayed. Yes, sir. The Spirit was coming in Acts chapter 2. The church prayed. The burden of prayer rests on the entire church. Acts 4:24. Look at that. The burden of prayer rests on the entire church. Acts 4:24. Look at that. Start from 23 for the context so you see. 23 is one of my favorite verses in the New Testament. On being let go, they went to their own companions. King James says their own company, I think. This makes a case for the local church. Yeah, there were a lot of believers, but not all believers were in their company. Yeah? So when they were let go, Peter and James, they went to their own companions. What does King James say? Being let go, they went to their own KJV. That's it. Their own company. Their own band. Their own tribe. That makes a case for the local church. They went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. Next verse. So when they heard that, they raised their voice. That's the church, their company. Raised their voice to God with one accord and said. Not when they heard this, they called the prayer warriors.
Yeah.
They, the church, the company, raised their voice and said. See 31 and 32, same chapter, Acts 4, 31 and 32. And when they had
prayed,
the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And now only people are shaking and you are concerned. Just people are shaking and falling. You are worried. So what's happening to them? What's happening to them? What is not happening to you? Small team. They are shaking. Let it come upon you. They prayed and the place where they were assembled was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now, I don't want to go into this because this is not Pentecost. This is after. They were baptized with the Spirit in Acts 2. They were filled with the Spirit in Acts 4. They were breathed upon with the Spirit in Luke. Receive you the Holy Ghost before he ascended. He ascended in Acts 2. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost. In Acts 4, they prayed, they were filled. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. 32. Next verse. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. They all prayed in one accord, with one accord. And this is why, and I've taught this before in CCB, this is why one of the best gifts you can give to a new believer is to introduce him to prayer. Straight away. You don't wait to pray. You start to pray until the understanding comes. That's why when I hear people say, well, you know, you came to the grace of God or you came to the gospel and then you stopped praying. No. You should just receive understanding and clarity as to why you have always prayed and therefore get more efficiency and more results from your prayer. Does that make sense? So you step out of praying in the realm of common grace. And then you come into praying in the realm of special grace, which is to say the grace that is available only to sons. Do you understand?
Yes,
oh, Father, as I go out today, protect me. Let no evil happen to me. That happens to the unbeliever.
Yeah.
Do you realize that?
Yes, sir.
The unbeliever goes out and comes back and nothing happens to them. Father, I shall eat deadly things. It's not happen to me. The unbeliever does that too. That's all common grace. He makes the sun to shine on the just and the unjust. But then it's an exclusive preserve of sons. Exclusive preserve of sons. That's available in the place of prayer. So when a believer is new in the faith, introduce them to prayer. That's what happened to Paul. Acts chapter 9, the road to Damascus, right? Had that encounter, ended up in the house of somebody whose name was identified to be Judas. And then Simon, Ananias the prophet, was sent to him to meet him. And here, Acts chapter 9, you see how God told Ananias how he described Saul, the new convert to Ananias. So go from 6, just for context. The Lord said to him, Acts 9, 6. Trembling and astonished, he said, Lord, what do you want me to do? The Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, because they heard a voice but saw no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now, there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him, the Lord said in a vision, Ananias, and he said, here I am, Lord. So the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, new convert. New convert from the Damascus encounter straight to prayer. And God acknowledged it and told the prophet, go and look for him, he's praying. So there's no excuse for a believer at any level to be walking in prayerlessness. You listening to me? And this is very important. Knowledge and revelation of God's word are unpacked in the place of prayer. Unpacked. They're not granted by prayer. They are unpacked in the place of prayer. That means it takes a prayed up believer to understand the word of God at a particular degree or to a particular degree. Are you following me now? The difference between somebody who receives something at a particular level and someone who doesn't receive it or receives it at a less level is sensitivity to the Spirit. What builds sensitivity to the Spirit? Prayer. So when we see us telling you to pray that your hearts are open to God's word, that's it makes all the difference in how you receive, and that makes all the difference in how you grow. So that you sat under the teaching, I've said this recently, that you sat under the teaching of God's word in a service doesn't mean anything's going to happen in your life. Does that make sense? Because receiving intellectually doesn't translate to results in your life. How much of the subjects you studied in school have cost your life to change? You saw gems under a microscope if you managed to encounter a microscope.
Yeah.
In secondary school. You still struggle to wash your hands. But you physically looked under the microscope and saw gems in action. So intellectualism doesn't change a life. It has to be a move of the Spirit. And so when you are prayed up to receive the word, you are primed to receive the word, results are inevitable. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Mm. Illumination comes in the place of prayer. Insight is acquired in the place of prayer. Heightened discernment is activated in the place of prayer. That's why Paul in Ephesians 1 prayed for the Ephesian church from verse 15. I pray that the eyes of your... I teach. Him we preach, presenting every man perfect in Christ Jesus. But I pray, when it came to them receiving their eyes on their understanding, being enlightened, it was the prayer point. Ephesians 1:15. Do you get it? The guy had taught them, but then when it came to enlightenment, he said, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, so they were believers, and your love for all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. How was that supposed to come? By prayer. He had taught them. He was teaching them. But when it came to this illumination, insight, he said, I'm praying for you, sir. And that's the scope of pastoral prayer. So most times when I'm praying for you, this is what I'm praying. What my pastor taught me to pray. That's where we labor in prayer. Pastoral prayer. That's where we labor. The Lord, as we have taught to brood over them. And as a pastor, you must pray that. So you're not standing in the strength of your own understanding. as I'm teaching the word by the Spirit, ruminate them with the Spirit so they can receive it by the Spirit and see by the Spirit what you will have them see in the Spirit. Does that make sense? And there's doubts that are already cleared before the word comes. That's a work of prayer. Paul prayed when it was time to also open the same Ephesian church up to the love of God. He prayed. Chapter 3. 14 or so, thereabout. He didn't just declare, you see. He didn't just teach. Chapter 3, 14. For this reason, he says, I bow my knees. That's Paul.
Yes, sir.
To the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Paul is praying. I bow my knees that he would grant to you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Paul is praying. That Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. Paul is praying, not teaching. That you, being grounded, rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height. So that means this comprehension was only going to come by what? He had taught. He had preached. But the comprehension of the love of God in its width and its height and depth was going to come by prayer. Why? Because this love passed understanding. So there's no way we can teach this love in its fullness of God into you.
Yes.
I bow my knee. So after he had finished teaching, he stayed back to pray it into them. That you receive comprehension of this love that cannot be known. Because the impossible is possible in the place of prayer. The impossible is possible in the place of prayer. So it wasn't just him throwing his weight around. After teaching the church, he prayed over the church. So there's some insights and illumination you might struggle with if you're not prayed up. Because again, prayer is consciousness of the supernatural. Prayer is being active to the leading of the Spirit. So he can quickly say to you, oh yeah, this is what I meant there. He quickens his word in your life because you're prayed up. Amen?
Amen.
Mm. Spiritual maturity is understood by the teaching of the word, but it is walked in by prayer. You know, I've told you over and over that prayer doesn't grow a believer. Move on. It is the word that grows the believer. It is the word that builds up the believer. Now, when you have received the deposit of the word, the walking, the activation of it in your life is walked in by prayer. That means what you're not praying toward, you might struggle to walk in. You follow me now? Philippians 1:3. Look at the scriptures. What you're not praying through, you might struggle to walk in. See Paul again. Part of the Pauline prayers I told you about on Friday.
Yeah.
I thank my God upon remembrance of you. Are you learning anything?
Yes,
always in
every,
not in prayer of mine. Every time I'm praying for you, I'm thanking my God. I'm making requests for you all with joy. Hear the request. For your fellowship in the gospel from your first day until now. Keep going. Being confident of this very thing. That's in praying. That God who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's praying. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. As much as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers with me of grace. Keep going. For God is my witness, he tells the Philippian church, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. Verse 9. And this I
pray,
that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment. Keep going. That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. See why I told you that if you're going to pray, you must pay attention to how Paul prayed.
Yes, sir.
Because if all you're doing is just praying what Paul prayed every day, your life is better off for it. Yeah, what Paul was praying and asking for, you pray and ask for. There's nothing implies that Paul prayed and asked for it, so you will not have to pray and ask for it. Because if you were rooted and grounded in love, you will not be tossed around by evil
people.
That means you need to pray, ma. If you have received everything Paul was praying for the churches to receive, there are certain things you have found yourself in that you will not be in. So if you found yourself in those things, it means, auntie, you pray. You pray it in. How you know you have received the tangibility of what you are believing God for is that you will be found walking in it. You can't be saying you have received the grace to forgive your brother and you have not forgiven your brother. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, by faith, I forgive you by faith. I be, by faith, I've received the power to forgive my brother. But when you see your brother, your stomach turns. It's like life and color drain from your face. But you are confessing the power of positivity. I've received. Oh, Father, I walk in forgiveness. No. You are drowning in unforgiveness. You are drowning in unforgiveness while confessing that you walk in forgiveness. How you know that you walk in forgiveness is that you are forgiving.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Father, this is my malice. Father, I don't have the spirit of malice. But then when you see, you know, Chigoze, something, you say, no, I don't have malice. You have malice, man. In fact, malice has you. How you know that you are not walking in malice is that you are not walking in malice. Do you understand what I'm saying? How you know you're not walking in strife is that you are not striving with anybody, even if they wake up and want to strive with you. So if you are struggling with strife, pray. Don't say, well, all things are yours. Clearly, you don't have it. I receive the Spirit of God. I receive all the gift of the Spirit. And you might be right. Why is your nose up when she's passing? You and your spirit. Why do you feel funny when he's passing? You feel as funny as I sound right now. Your body starts to feel uncomfortable, like you have dysentery. You say, Father, your spirit is not working. My friend, pray. The spirit worketh not in you. So, spiritual maturity after you've been taught. That's the walking in. The walking out is by prayer. Because trust me, your flesh does not want to do anything God said you should do. You listen to me now? Your flesh, no. And your flesh will never, ever, in this life, your flesh will never, ever be saved. Until the day of the Lord. Only God on that day can redeem your flesh. And that's why even him, the redeemer of your flesh, he will take this body away, give you a completely new body you cannot corrupt. Are you listening to me now? So spiritual maturity is taught, but the walking out is by prayer. Or else it's not something you want to do. To forgive that person is not something you feel like doing. To not take offense is not something you feel like doing. And the society is so poised to make you feel like the righteous thing to do is unrighteous.
Yes.
Society, even church, will position you to fight people.
Yes.
Church. Sometimes they will arm you with the equipment you need to fight people. And that's not the way of our people.
Yes.
So to kill that appeal of the flesh, you must pray. Are you following me now?
Yes, sir.
To kill that appeal of the flesh, you must pray. Sitting under the word will not fix it. I've told you now. You receive the word to grow you. Yes. But you will not grow. But what catalyzes the manifestation of the word in your life is prayer. So in case you thought, I'm a word guy. We know they pray again. I'm sorry for you. Just as they were saying, we are prayer people. It's leave plenty preaching. Nobody's anywhere. As in not Acts 6, when the seven deacons were called, I think it's Acts 6. What did the apostles say? They said, we shall give ourselves to the teaching of the word and prayer. Not the teaching of the word or. They taught, they prayed. They preached, they prayed. So you too, you sit under preaching, you pray. You sit under teaching, you pray. Or else there will still be stunted growth in your life. And it's not the fault of the word. So I repeat that. You sat in church. Like, the word came today. What saturated it?
Yeah.
That's what determines its growth. This is the truth. This is the gospel. So some results that you lack in your life, even though you have received so much of the word, is because you have not catalyzed that word, the manifestations of that word, in the place of prayer. Just go back. Try it. I dare you. Try it from today. Go back. Just open your notes. Look at it. Be reading what you wrote. Pray it in. If you think you just carry your notes and you're like, my notebook, Pav, oh, I love Pav. Oh, Pav did. Oh, he did so good. Oh, so cool. Oh, Alapesh, Atomendora Kappa, Shapanda, yeah. And then you will not say back what was there in the place of prayer. Try it. Like he quickens his word in my life. You know, you wrote your now, so you personalize it. You quickens your soul. You thank you that you're quickening your word in my life because I am being prayed up. I'm being prayed up. The word is quickened in my life. Lendosko parodish alapa kodanish. The word is walked into my life by prayer. What I'm not praying through, I'm struggling in. So Lord, I will not struggle. I refuse to struggle in the place of the reception of your word. When the Spirit comes, he puts you into remembrance.
Yes, sir.
You see that word? You will not forget, one. Two, it will produce. Because you have exposed that word to its source. And so its source energizes it for results. Your brain cannot energize the word to produce results in your life. Because your brain is not the energy source of the word. It's the spirit. Are you learning anything? Your spirit. So in the place of prayer, you expose the word you received to the energy source that fuels it. Results. That's when you walk away and you are inclined by the spirit to practice the word. It must be activated prayerfully, not willfully. I will do this word. I will do this word. It means nothing.
Yes.
You are the same one that will break it.
Yes.
And your honest intention was to do it.
Yes.
Who can relate to what I'm talking about? You're like, oh God, I walk in forgiveness. I walk in forgiveness. I will not be offended when I see Caleb. I will not be offended when I see Caleb. And they were dancing. You will dance like the weight has been lifted. Grace is waiting for you. Dance like the weight. You know, see Caleb. You know, so dance like the grace has been lifted. Weight is waiting for you. Who can relate? All of a sudden, everything the Bible taught you vanishes. Ma, a weight is upon you. And that weight, I cannot preach it away. You have to pray it away. Because anything that you, once the person passes, everything about you churns. No, the weight has not been lifted. And then it now angers you the more when Caleb is dancing. You know, Caleb being the name of the person you have an issue with. Now you're not be telling your friend. What was even more annoying was that he was now praising God louder than everybody. Who should he praise? Who should he praise? Find yourself in that position. You need to pray. Let me use the language that you're familiar with. My sister, you need prayers.
Yes, sir.
Is that phrase familiar?
Yes,
Yes. My brother, you need prayers. Because you can't be struggling with what you know as a son of God, the word of God says you should do.
Yes, sir.
One. Two, you should not ever think that is normal. Ever think it's normal to bypass what the word says, to sidestep what the word says because it's not convenient for you. You need prayers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because what does prayer do? It aligns you to God's will.
Yes, sir.
It's you that prayer is helping to align you to his will, making it easier by grace to do what the word has said you should do. Your problem is not that you didn't hear the word. In fact, for some of you, your problem is that you heard it. It starts to disturb you. Now becomes a stronghold because you had unforgiveness, but you were comfortable with unforgiveness until we preached about unforgiveness. So your problem now began when we preached about forgiveness, amplifying your unforgiveness that you always had. Then your struggle begins. That's what I mean by, for some of you, your problem is that you heard the word. So when you hear the word, it's not about how it makes you feel. And so that's why you need to have covered ground in prayer to receive the word. Does that make sense? The word must meet a prayer-saturated heart. And when you receive the word, you subject the word received to prayer. That's when you see tangible results. That's when your life starts to transform. That's when you're practicing the word. Are you following me now? So you have all things are yours. Have them. To pray is to have. To have is to pray. And I'm not done. We will still continue this prayer matter. The unity of the church is hinged on prayer. One of the most sacred things to do in church is to hold hands and pray. So imagine holding hands with these two people, and I have an issue with Susan. Or Susan has an issue with me. Three of us are going nowhere. Do you understand what I'm saying to you now?
Yes, sir.
So if you think that you are being smart by holding out against a fellow brother, you will give account for how many times you cost the church access when you stand before him. No, you don't mess with unity in the church. It's a grave sin. Grave. To destabilize the unity of the body. And what keeps us from falling apart is prayer. That's why when we touch and agree, as Jesus said, does that make sense? It wasn't touching in the sense of there's just the physical. Does that make sense? One, two, or three are gathered in my name. I'm there in the midst of them. Whatever you touch and agree in my name is done. So again, there's results the church will not see until we are united in heart in the place of prayer.
Yes.
Until there's no single one of us that is of a separate mind. And again, that's the way of our people. And that unity is plumbed in the place of prayer. You pray until God breaks your stony heart. Some people are really nice people. Really nice. They have one problem only. Their heart towards God is stony. you still want to have an opinion against what God says. You want to have an opinion against what the Word of God says. You want to have an opinion against what the man of God says. Somehow these three should respect your position. So the Word of God is not cutting through to your heart. Not because you're a bad person. Because you're a bad person. Because you're resisting the move of God's Word, you are a bad person. So we are praying to fix a lot of things in our lives. So that means every time you're praying, something is being fixed. So pray now. Because nothing is spoiling when you pray. On the contrary, everything nice and smooth when you pray. Now, please, who doesn't want nice and smooth? So there is no harm done in prayer. There's nothing lost in prayer other than the works of the flesh that torment us. So who's going to go and take this prayer thing up a notch? For the rest of your life. Hallelujah. Well, come on, give God praise in here.
Well, that's it for today's teaching. We trust it has been worth your time. For more of these messages from our stables, kindly subscribe to our teaching podcast at www.thebasileacommission.podbean.com or via the Podbean app on your mobile device. For inquiries and further information, kindly send us an email to info@thebasileacommission.org or find us on social media with the handles at The Truth Simply Put or at WAR The Church. You can also send us an SMS, call us, or connect with us via WhatsApp on +234 70 881 8864. Finally, if you would like to give to support the work that we do, kindly follow the Patreon link in our podcast or contact our office for details. Thank you.